Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And we have a returning guest today. We head down under to Sydney, Australia to catch up with Ben Boyd to find out what he's done in the water to get better over time. Before we head to our coach's corner, though, as well, don't forget that we're giving away an entry to an Ironman. If you'd like to find out more, head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/win, or alternatively, just text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you the details, and I'll tell you a little bit more how you can win a little bit later on in today's show. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. On to some swimming now. We head back to Australia to catch up with Ben Boyd. Ben, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brad. It's great to be here.
Ben, in our first chat, you mentioned in order to sort of reach some of the goals that you've got coming up, you need to work on your swim. Would you say your swim's the weakest of the three?
Most definitely, Brad. I've always, as I said previously, my swim is not the best. I've been able to swim since I've been young, but just not very competitively or fast. And I think I've been able to pick up a little bit of speed due to the number of sessions that I try and get in the pool and then also in the open water. So it's one thing that's helped me get a little faster, but I know that there is more speed out there and it's just a matter of just trying to find it really.
Where do you think that speed is? Where's it going to come from?
I think it's with technique. So one of the things that's been playing on my mind for the last couple of weeks was to get a swim coach just to check out my technique. And maybe join a squad, because at the moment when I do my pool sessions, it's pretty much by myself. My coach will set out what I need to do and I'll do that in the pool. But I think if I was able to join a squad or be part of a squad, it brings out more of a competitive edge between all the swimmers there. And you've also got a coach who can keep an eye on you and just make sure that if you're doing something wrong, they can pick it up and tell you to correct it straight away.
Yeah, I think you're going to see big gains there. I was going to ask if you train in a squad, but you obviously don't. And that competitiveness, I mean, you can push hard in swim sets and training week in and week out, whereas you can't possibly do as hard as you'd like sort of week in and week out on running. You need to back off a bit because it's low impact. If you do get that right in your swim, you're going to make sort of big gains. Has it been a struggle doing the swim training on your own? Is it, for me, I come from a bit of a swimming background, so the discipline to get in the pool, like I know I can swim an Ironman swim and I'm not going to break any records, but I'm not going to drown. So to motivate myself to get out and swim when I'm doing it on my own is pretty tough. Did you find having that discipline was pretty easy?
No, I found it quite tough as well, Brad, especially during the winter months. So it does get quite cool where I go swimming. And so it's early mornings at getting up at 4:45 to get to the pool at opening time at 5:30. The temperature might be 4, 5, 6 degrees Celsius in the morning. So it can be pretty hard to roll over and get out of bed knowing just looking outside and seeing it dark and cold and you just want to get back in there and just stay warm. But the motivation comes from the next event, I guess, and it's going, no, look, you're not going to get any faster by lying in bed. So you just got to you got to kind of just get over that and just have that tough mindset of getting to the pool, knowing that each session that you're going to do is going to help you, and just build strength in the swim. Mm. So it's all about mind games, really.
Absolutely. Ben, looking back on your sort of Ironman career up until now, is there anything that you think you've done in the water that's given you significant gains, that's really moved the needle for you?
I think one of the sessions that my coach gets me to do is with paddles and a pool boy. So they're quite long sets. So she might maybe have to do 40, 50, 100 meter intervals with limited rest. So there's a lot of fatigue that comes into that with the arms. And I think that's built up quite a lot of strength from doing those. And it's those kind of sets where you almost need to be pulled out of the pool because you can't lift yourself out of the pool. And it's knowing that your arms are sore and you're fatigued and you're tired and you're crashing at your desk at the work and it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that the kind of when you realize, okay, this is working, you know, you're wearing yourself out, but it's helping, you know, that it's going to help you in the long run with your training. So yeah.
As far as workouts go, you mentioned the balance between pool and open water. In the build-up to an Ironman, how many times a week would you swim? How many would be pool? How many would be open water?
So I'd usually do about 3 in the pool, and they'd vary between, I guess, 2,500 meters to 4,000 meters, and then 1 open water on the weekend with a triathlon club that lives close to where I am. And that would be that session would be probably about an hour to an hour 15. So within that, depending on the sets or the sets that we have to do, it can vary from 3,000 to about 4,500 meters within that time. But I find that with the open water training, it does help you build strength in the pool. And I'd like to try and get more open water sessions done if I can in the future. Because I think there's obviously with the majority of the Ironmans, they are in open water, and that experience of being able to, you know, lift your head, sight, and be able to continue on, and at a consistent pace will help me for future events.
Favorite workout in the pool, favorite workout open water. What do you just love doing?
Probably the long 100 meter intervals, so the 40 or 50 times 100 meter intervals that get set, where you've only got 10 seconds rest. So, you know, you've really got to be on your game and really have to stay focused and just to keep yourself motivated and keep going, because it's as easy as it is to give up and just go, I've had enough. It's more of a motivation to keep going and actually finish that goal so that you can post that and say, yep, that's what I did this morning or this evening. So I do enjoy those ones. I guess with the open water, it's just more about endurance. So long open water sets are the ones I guess I would prefer, where it's just going up and back, up and back. So we might swim 3,000-4,000 meters within those swim sets. And you might have a couple where you might have to sprint for 20-30 meters and then ease back into it again. But I do enjoy those ones because it's just about mainly finding a consistent pace and just swim and enjoy yourself while you're out there.
Absolutely. I think it's great advice. Ben, as always, great to catch up. Thank you for your time today on the Kone Edge. I look forward to talking about your bike next time.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you very much to Ben for that advice, and thank you too for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you'd like to win yourself an entry into an Ironman race, all you need to do is leave us a review on iTunes. If you would like to find out exactly how to do it, just head over to thekonaedge.com/win. Or text the word Ironman to 44222. And a massive thank you to a retired vet in the United States for leaving us a 5-star review. It says, awesome. I look forward to my daily dose of the Kona Edge. The format is easily digestible and the content is never lacking. Thanks. Keep up the awesome work. Retired vet, thank you for that review. Thank you for all you've done as well. So there you go. That's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We're back again tomorrow, where we'll chat some running. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.